Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress Help Desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to invite you to hang around for all things WordPress. In addition to the ever-changing news about WordPress from our friends across the WordPress community this week, later in this podcast, I want to address the way to get pop-ups to appear in your WordPress website. Is your site engaging? What one thing could trigger visitors into inquiries or list joiners? And where can you go to add such high engagement to your website? Find out in this podcast. Remember, our podcast is sponsored by our incredibly lightning-fast WordPress hosting, which offers full WordPress support and the fastest WordPress delivery in the nation. For now, just bookmark and visit hosting-master.com and find out how we can help you host your WordPress. Our site, dashkeeper.com, offers full remote-managed WordPress support to sites we don't even host. It also offers WordPress site editing and maintenance for those sites we don't host. You'll be shocked to learn just how little it will cost to have your own virtual webmaster experienced in Joomla, WordPress, PHP, responsive Bootstrap 3.0 HTML, and even Drupal, even if it's hosted somewhere else. And of course, if you're looking for a webmaster who knows WordPress inside out, call wp-sitemakers.com. Have them quote on your next project. So visit hosting-master.com, site-keeper.com, and wp-sitemakers.com. These are the service sites of awscreativesolutions.com. Now, while I can't wait to tell you about how to find that perfect engagement tool for your important WordPress site, but first, let's check the news. This week has been a busy news week. Do you want to know how to build a custom plugin? There are many self-help sites that can teach you the basics and the advanced issues of surrounding plugins. How to create a plugin with jQuery is available through https://learn.jquery.com/plugins/basic-plugin-creation. You know, sometimes you want to make a piece of functionality available through your code, and perhaps you'd like to use a single method that you can call through jQuery. So go over and listen to that teaching, or go over to codex.wordpress.org, writing a plugin. This is available through WordPress, and it's over there at smashingmagazine.com, how to create a plugin. And of course, you can search Google on how to write a custom WordPress plugin, and you'll find hundreds and hundreds of helpful articles. Over at WP Tavern, TGM plugin activation team releases custom generator. Development team behind the TGM plugin activation released its new generator last week. The popular tool is a PHP library that allows WordPress developers to require or recommend plugins for a theme or plugin. It essentially helps walk WordPress users through the installation and activation of plugin dependencies in the admin. Bundling a bunch of plugin type functionality into a theme is generally discouraged, but authors still need a way to recommend additional extensions, and the TGMPA library is a solution to this problem. And it's recommended by ThemeForest and CodeCanyon and the WordPress.org theme review team as an alternative to bundling. The new generator addresses an issue that theme authors were running up against while using TGMPA and publishing themes to WordPress.org. The theme check plugin would often spit out feedback preventing the theme from passing all checks, stating you're only allowed to add a certain theme page. Please remove the call to the added submenu page. So, you know, if you want to go in and check this out, it might solve some of your problems that are having to work with lots of plugins being loaded on each WordPress. Well, with the new 4.4, has Yoast quit working? I noticed on a particular site using WooCommerce and a WooCommerce WordPress theme that Yoast, upon updating the site, became completely non-functional. And though I have 307 words on the page, the Yoast tool said there were 0 words on the page. In other words, it just quit reading the page. And there's been a lot of chatter about this problem over at the Yoast forums, but I found out that it was a single plugin that was causing the incompatibility. The rogue plugin turned out to be a custom fields type plugin. A new vulnerability has hit Linux servers, a vulnerability has been discovered via a stack-based buffer overflow that was found in the libresolve libraries as they perform a dual A/AAAA DNS query, and this could potentially allow a remote attacker to create a specifically crafted DNS response, gaining permissions of the account owner and enabling them to execute malicious code throughout your website. Potential exploit of the GNU C library glibc was recently discovered and has been assigned a new title called CVE-2015-7547. Now, depending on where you host, you may find little or no help for strengthening your server to avoid this vulnerability. But over at our sponsor, hosting-master.com, our team has already patched the kernel and restored our hosting over 2 weeks ago ahead of this threat. And thanks to their heads up, you can learn a lot more about this serious vulnerability over at liquidweb.com/KB/protecting-against-CVE-2015-747. This about wraps up our news for this week. In today's WordPress Focus, I want to talk about new pop-ups that are the new wave of web engagement techniques on the market. All right, as we start today's WordPress Focus, I want to talk about a couple of new or relatively new pop-up builders to help you better engage your visitors. One is the all-new Duda pop-up. What is Duda pop-up? Well, I think most of us remember Duda Mobile, and that came about during the first wave of new mobile focus. And at the first, it was free, but then it turned into $9 a month or $99 a year. And mobile sites on Duda were the thing to do until, of course, WordPress became so responsive in all of its themes. And so today, some may want their mobile to be less than more, and Duda Mobile is still a viable tool. But recently, they added this new Duda Pop-Ups Builder tool to their already designed web editing tool. This is a good way to engage your visitors. If you know one thing about me, I believe in and I preach engagement with every website that I build. Well, Duda, following their tried and true editor, have taken it just a little further step up the scale. A pop-up widget has been added to Duda's responsive mobile site builder, and it's ready for you to begin to use it. How can you use pop-ups? Well, for instance, you can display an opt-in form for your newsletter. You can highlight a valuable new product or service. You can schedule appointments with your prospective customers or push just about any kind of message you want your customers to see. The nice thing about Duda Pop-Up, it's easy to use, but there is a downside. Yep, it's going to cost, and it's still using the clunky Duda menu that was used in the original mobile builder with an added menu item for pop-ups. So basically, it's giving you the text or the page URL or video or short form pop-up. Now, that's all good, but guess what? It's all over there at Duda, and it's a fully external solution, meaning you can only change it no further than they want you to or allow you to, and you can't customize it except for basic sizing and coloring. But today, since we're focusing on nothing but WordPress help, let's talk about a WordPress plugin that will do the same job that you could go and grab and play with right now. It's called simply the WordPress Pop-Up Builder. It's totally friendly to WordPress. It's been updated in the past 8 hours. It's compatible with 4.2.4. It's a plugin that works within your WordPress and does all the whistles and bells that you might ever want. Like Duda, it gives you text, URL, short code, forms, video, but it gives you a lot more. And you can select through the movements or transactions or transitions when it opens. You can select where you want the modal window to open, left, right, center, top, bottom, so forth. You can select the color background, change the size of the parameters of the mobile, and in other words, it's a true rich plugin that adds the desired function of adding unique, appealing pop-ups to your website. Now, I've installed it on LastHarvestFellowship.com. Once it's installed, that's when you learn about their very reasonable pricing schema. You get a free version that gives you unlimited pop-up creation, image pop-up, and HTML pop-up, a Facebook pop-up, and provides for custom pop-up effects, pop-up dimensions, responsiveness, and so forth. They call this their free silver edition. Now, It does what they say it will do. I was able to put text in a window much like you use on WordPress. I added a hyperlink to a page, and sure enough, it opens and closes and links to that page. What you don't get are things like divs or spams or commands like center to dress up the page, but I am able to use HTML markup other than styling, such things as basic H1, H2, H3 type settings. But a little trick is, if you click over to visual mode in your WordPress, you are able to hyperlink and center it and make your text a little bigger, a different color, and so forth, and it works even on this free version. And what I've found is that by putting that on Last Harvest Fellowship's Bible study page, and it pops up in about 10 seconds, saying, would you like prayer? A 10x increase in the number of requests for prayer from that one page. Now, you can get for $9.95 their personal edition that goes on and adds the short codes and the video pop-ups and the iframe pop-ups and so forth to show your site pop-up on a scroll or to show once per visitor, to show on mobile, so forth. So it's got many other features, and it's just $9.95, and it is a single domain license. Now, the gold is $19.95. It's a business-type pop-up license, and it gives you the ability to add subscriptions and contact forms and being able to auto-close or target the pop-up by country. So it adds even more features for just $19.95. But now, if you're a webmaster and you want to choose their platinum version at $39.95, you get unlimited pop-up creation. You get all of the features. You get age restriction pop-ups. You are able to do much, much more than anything else. And this is across as many websites as you wish. And you get the emergency support up to 24 hours a day when you buy the $39, you know, enterprise version. So if you want it only for your website and just want to do a limited image or HTML or text pop-ups, then you can do that for free, or for just $9.95, you can get the full gamut. In other words, for under $10, you can get everything you need. Well, now, this is what I've done on Last Harvest Fellowship because I wanted to see how it could be used. And I find that it's very friendly. It's very easy to turn off if someone doesn't want that. And there are many things that you can do, whether you want to contact you or link to pay for something to join the list. So to get to that level, remember, it's about $10 a month, and it's very intuitive. It's very integral plugin that does everything you wish. You don't have to go out and pay due to anything to have all of these features. Now, with the WordPress pop-up builder, you can create and manage powerful promotion pop-ups for your WordPress blog or website. It's powerful, and yet it's easy to use, and it will help you grab your visitor's attention to introduce him offers or discounts or other promotional notices. So what I've told you about in today's podcast is that to do pop-ups to enhance your engagement results, you have a choice. You can either go over and pay about $9 a month, go to a Duda pop-up builder, or install one of these three possible versions of the WordPress pop-up builder plugin. I urge you to download it and play with the free version and then pop a little money out if you want to gain all the extra features. Now, before we go, I want to tell you about a brand new site that we've just taken over the hosting for that has speeded their site up from 6 seconds download to just under 2 seconds. And this is a new site that has also been revised to give it a much better continuity and a very more helpful look. And this has been something we've been working on for the last couple of weeks. It's called thediamondbroker.net, located down in Preston Road area. This is a great site about diamonds and how to get your diamond rings and watches and what have you. And we have done a complete SEO job on this, as well as a complete remake of the website, and put it on our server and speeded it up dramatically. And this is the kind of thing we can do for your site, is take it from an old, static, dead site and give it something new that will make it really rock and roll. Now remember, visit our sponsors, WPSiteMakers.com, Site-Keeper.com, Hosting-Master.com, or go visit our corporate site at AWSCreativeSolutions.com. Bookmark this page on Blog Talk Radio or view our archives over at MyWPHelpDesk.com. Until the same time next Saturday, this is your host, your WordPress rock star, Ken Freeman. Thanks for listening to my WordPress Help Desk. You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.